How goes it, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the How We Do Podcast, the self-help podcast from the beautiful state of the state that we're in. My name's Ian, and to my right, as always, is Kyle.
Thank you.
And across the pond, we have a special guest, Jarrett.
How's it going, Kevin?
And next to him, we've got Gage.
I really hope that one Kevin that listens to the show is going to be like, oh my god.
He got that shout-out he'd been waiting
That's my
for.
Name. They said it.
I got acknowledged. I can't believe it.
You would have gotten acknowledged a lot sooner if you put it in a review.
Yeah, speaking of, I might as well
check Kevin.
One. Yeah, get the fucking read the room.
What was that one kid's name that really liked the show but wouldn't do anything about it? Do we remember?
Delph.
Del?
Dale.
Delph?
Delph.
D-E-L-P-H?
A good old...
Bell.
Delph.
Bella Delph. Belladelphia. No, I think it was like Robbie or something. Not our sweet boy Robbie. Maybe Jinko was his name?
That sounds close.
Jinko.
Oh, Reed.
What's his name? Oh,
his name is Reed.
It was Reed.
Reed.
Still never let us
Tyler.
Do, Reed.
Yeah, come on, Reed. What the freaking heck?
Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
How's it going?
How you guys feeling?
Feeling good. We're still on the internet after everybody else was canceled from it, so I think we're doing okay.
We're winning.
Are we just not popular enough to make the radar? Or
well, yes, but if everyone else dropped out because they're all jackasses online, that shoots us way up to the top.
That's true. I had to explain bacon numbers to some people I work with.
Really? Did you tell them you know it too?
Yeah, I said I'm a 3 because I work with a 2 on the podcast, and you guys are 4s.
Yeah, and they're like, I don't know how this changed my life at all.
And then I apologized to them for them being 4s.
Did you draw them a pyramid and you're like, listen? Let me show you the steps.
These are the schemes. And it's in a pyramid form to make it easier to understand.
I like to think that you're like, I have to hold a virtual meeting on Thursday, 10 a.m. Everybody comes in. Ian, what's this about? We're going to figure out everyone's bacon number today.
And my Lithuanian boss is like,
I don't get this.
But he's accidentally too. What is the bacon? Somehow. Like, oh yeah, I walked on a set once when they were making old Tremors.
I am going to be on TV. I want to let you guys know. I will be on TV soon.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm going to be in a commercial.
With or without Kevin Bacon?
With a Kevin, but not Kevin Bacon.
Mm.
Huh.
So I'm halfway there. But yep, I will be on a commercial. So don't want to brag.
We got 2 celebrities on the show. You know?
Yeah, everyone, hey, watch out. Watch out, everyone.
3 if you count me and Kyle combined as one human.
I don't think that's accurate math.
I was on the front page of a newspaper once.
Dead media.
Yeah,
it's still media.
Newspaper is dead media. It is still media.
Still media.
Though.
I am on a worldwide podcast.
You're welcome.
No, we're tri-state area at best.
Well, I don't know, Mongolia.
We did have
international,
yeah.
Maybe
Ukraine.
I'd love to show this podcast to you, but it doesn't extend over Maryland to Pennsylvania borders. I'm sorry, you can't listen to this
you
one.
You can only listen to it if you come over to my house.
Only goes so far, bro.
Yeah, sorry.
But you have to search cool. You have to search their actual names. They're not even on Spotify.
You
can't even find them.
Harborside, you know, Baltimore Harbor. You can I can get you a copy of something, but it can't leave the state, man.
You like crabs?
If you cross
Do you
the
like
border,
crabs?
Just stop.
Yeah, got it. It's got to stay over here, dog.
Yep, but I just want to point that out. Practically famous now.
None of us was canceled, right, though, so that's fine.
No, not yet.
And did you do anything in the commercial, or are you just kind of one of those people that's like, hello?
I typed a paragraph of what I was doing while I was doing it while they were recording me.
I always love stuff like that, where it's like, all right, we gave the extras like an item, and they just have to stand back here using it, and the extras like, well, I'm bored as fuck. If I'm on a computer, I'm going to sit here and play solitaire or type up what's going on or something.
Have I used this spoon before? Am I familiar with this spoon? What's my character motivation here?
So I was sitting there typing and I was like, I'm typing a paragraph for this promotional commercial. This is not very fun and I'd much rather be doing something else. And then they were like, smile and nod more as I'm wearing a mask. I'm like, you're not going to see this smile. And so I just go, ah, yeah. And they're like, that's good. And I was like, I'm a professional. I'm on a podcast. You should check it out.
But, like, I know what production's like. I don't need the direction. I know what's going on here. I know Gage.
And they were like, there was one woman and she was on the phone and they were like, nod your head. She was like, yeah, and she looked over at the camera like, don't look at the camera! And she was like, oh!
Don't spike the lens, asshole! Don't look
at it. It's funny, man.
Did you just have like a fake smile on your face? You're like, well, yeah.
I'm wearing a mask.
I cannot, oh, okay.
So it's like, oh, I just hit my mic.
How are you supposed to, like,
so angry?
I don't know.
Yeah, they were like, it was a commercial for masks. All because right. I work for a company that makes disposable gotcha. Masks for no, like for
my,
the FDA.
My so. Brand was like Frankenstein mask.
I work at a Halloween store again.
It's June. Why are we wearing Halloween masks?
Gotta get ready early. Masks are in. We gotta bump yeah. those sales.
You should have been like, well, if everyone's wearing normal masks, can we do like a Bugs Bunny mask or something for me? Could we do something cool?
I have a big smiley mask in my car.
Yeah, that'd be neat. That's awesome.
But yeah, it was interesting. One of the guys, a friend of mine, Kevin, actually not famous Kevin Ooh, Bacon.
Kevin not Bacon.
Kevin not Bacon. Kevin Sausage. He was
don't like that.
He was like, "Man, I should put some lip balm on so my lips aren't chapped." I was like, "Kevin, you're going to be wearing a mask." He goes, "You're right. I'm overthinking it. I've never been on TV." And I'm like,
he became like the Kevin. Kid was like, "I can't believe I might be on TV. I'll get discovered. Be larger than life.
I gotta do it up.
It is awesome. Yeah. I was like, Kevin, you're gonna be wearing a mask, man. I'm like, nobody's gonna see your mouth. He's like, yeah, you're right.
But Kevin, what you should do is really grease up that forehead.
You gotta be draw a smile on your forehead.
Yeah.
Show people that you're happy. I'm smiling
Kevin,
in my
so
brain.
So expressive. It's so expressive. Let's put him in a real show.
Is that real grease on your forehead, or is that natural?
That's awesome. Speaking of being background stuff, when I did Veep, similar stuff. We had one kid there who was like a theater kid only, and this was his first TV show. So they're very direct with the extras. Like, listen, your job here is to just fill a spot. You don't need to overact. You barely even need to act at all. Just stand there and look like you work here. And it's like perfect. But this one kid's like, I'm going to be a regular on this show. And he would be like, because the role I played was a waiter, and I went around and poured water. He was supposed to be a waiter that went around and poured water also. There's multiples of us. He would take his water jug and just run around the catering room, just waving his hands in the air, jumping up to try and get people's attention on camera. And I'm like, dude, you got to calm the fuck down. They're going to get rid of all of us because you can't hold your shit together. He's like, I'm just really excited. I just can't believe this is my big break. I'm like, you don't understand. You're getting paid $60 to walk around with a water jug. Shut the fuck up. Sit down.
Your big break is pouring water.
Yeah. I had to do some real tough parenting that day.
I did tell my sister, who is a huge New Girl fan, that you worked with, what's his name from New Girl?
His name's Robbie.
Schmidt. Oh, Robbie. That's right.
And she Nick was like, something. She was like, oh my gosh, is he just like how he is in the show? And I was like, I don't know. And I was like,
we were like, what's up, man? He was like, oh, cool. What's up? I'm like, oh, you know, working.
Just being an actor, you know.
Very normal conversation. It was like, oh, sweet. Wearing a suit. Okay, cool. Yeah, all right. And back to the scene. So I didn't get like a feel for his real life humor, I guess.
Yeah, you didn't go out to dinner. He didn't court you.
Right. Wouldn't be the
his
first
loss.
Time.
His loss, yeah, right?
I guess so.
I mean, Spacey knew something was there.
Yeah, but he wouldn't pull through.
No. He was worried. He was on a tight rope.
The last thing I'll say about that Veep shoot is there was also, because we were in like a dining hall scene, they cook real food and put it out for all the people. But it's since we're there for so long, without lunch breaks, you get hungry. So the food that's been made is prepared at the beginning of the day when they first get there, like 5 a.m. This scene took place at like 3 p.m. So the food's been sitting on those tables all day long. But the extras don't know this. So they take these old-ass people who are working the extras and put them at these tables, and these extras are like, in between takes, like, oh, I'm hungry. There's food here. Start eating this food. And I'm watching this food be eaten, and I was like, oh, that's not a bad idea. Until somebody, one of the PAs was like, ah, make sure the extras don't eat the food. It's been out for like 8 hours. And I'm like, oh, shit. So like in between, like when we were actually doing the shots and I'm going around pouring water, the real water, to these people that actually don't want it, I'm like, hey, don't eat the fucking food. You're going to get really sick. They're like, I've already been eating it. Like, yeah, good luck, I guess. Just don't eat anymore. Good luck
to you, my friend.
Oh, it was so awesome.
There's only so much help you can provide in that situation, I feel like.
I was really trying.
You did a great job being a new mom, and I, you know, hats off to Gage and Veep.
You made sure everybody was hydrated, and that's the most important part.
The water was real. The water was refreshing.
But did you drink much of it?
No.
Was it ice cold?
Or... Yes. Yes, it was, because I'd hold a fucking jug all day. Okay. So.
Well, let's get into the dudes days now that we're all famous.
It is Doom 30th, and it's Leave the Door Open Day.
Quit shutting that shit.
Which door?
When you leave your house, front door open. Wide open. Yeah.
It's almost like you're trying to assert dominance on the neighborhood. Like, I bet you won't walk in here.
No, because if you do that, your house is going to be like, front door open.
Whose house?
Does your house do that?
I am. They'll have a talking house.
Front door open.
I don't have no smart house.
Does that? There's no robot that controls my house.
Yeah, I don't have a smart house with a crazy mom.
Front door. Front.
It doesn't keep happening.
Window, it's only window the ajar. Door
open one time. You keep doing it.
It doesn't keep going off.
In the pantry, ajar.
That's how doors work, dude.
But I've always thought about that when I leave the house and no one's here.
You have a smart door?
No, I don't have smart. I don't have smart anything.
A smart door?
I have a smart dad.
Yeah, smart door.
He's just really good keeping it locked.
Well, it's like, I think this neighborhood's pretty secure. I don't think anybody would walk into my house.
You don't?
No one.
What if I did? Would you blow your mind?
If I came home and you were sitting here?
Yep, just in it.
That tells you a lot about me. I won't even walk in here, and I've been coming to this house every Sunday for like years.
Way too long.
Way too long to still not want to just walk through your door.
Right.
The amount of times that I've walked up to your house, walked through the garage, and waved at your dad, and your dad be like, I don't know who the fuck you are. Like,
strangers.
Is awesome. I'm just like, hey. And he's just like, okay. I just go inside.
I got it. Something must be happening.
When it's nice outside, Gage's dad tells me that I have to pay a parking fee.
I like to think that my dad gets so blitzed somewhere during a Sunday, because, I mean, it's day off. What are you going to do? Yeah. No, he thinks not? All of you guys are me coming home. Like, oh, Gage is back. All right.
When did he leave? Well, I don't know. He's back, though.
Whoa, a second Gage? What a day.
Must have left out the back.
God, he keeps changing his hats.
One of them doesn't even have glasses.
Good old dad.
So I've been doing this thing where I've accidentally been leaving my door open and falling asleep in my room like an old man.
It's awesome.
What's nice, because so Ian can check on you to make sure that you're not dead in there.
I do. I have before.
And he tucks you in, you know.
Hey, I've peeked into his room and been like, okay, he's asleep. And then I'll go to bed.
You remember that one time you left your car door open with the key in it?
Yes. Yeah, I do that a lot.
He's just testing the neighborhood. No one's going to take my car.
That was at work.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No one's going to take my car at work.
He goes, I work security.
I ran a tight ship.
Like, yeah. I did that at Walmart, too, at like 3 o'clock in the morning. Like, keys still in my door. And I'm like, this shouldn't be there, huh?
What's wrong?
So.
This should not have happened.
Why did you put your keys in your door?
Because I was like, it didn't, like, evidently the button didn't work, so I had to lock it the other way.
Allegedly.
And I just forgot about it. It works now, yeah.
So you went into Walmart with your battery. Keys in the car door.
Yes.
You don't do
from the outside.
Pat? You don't do the pocket pat?
I did as I was in checkout. Because I was looking for my wallet.
See, yeah. I make sure that I clip my keys to my belt loop, and then I put my keys in my back left pocket. And so whenever I'm done with my keys, clip it, stick it. Mm-hmm. And I always know where it's at.
My keys in whatever pocket doesn't already have things in it.
Front two pockets, wallet. That's what it is.
In both?
No, so it's
you're running two wallets?
Right, keys on the left. He's a burner wallet.
So see, I have phone
with the fake business cards.
Ooh, don't take this wallet.
I have phone in the left, wallet in the right, wallet in the back.
Right, but we all do the pat, right? Like, okay, out of the car.
So see, I got all nine wallets. There was a joke about Gage having two wallets, and for like a long time, I had two wallets.
Why?
Because this wallet doesn't have enough room for all my My membership card.
Oh, Jared, so sneak thieves. He has so much credit. So many debit cards. He has two wallets.
Yeah, pass me down and I'm walking.
Rapscallions.
You can't get away from them. They've always got you on lock.
What am I supposed to do with only seven cards?
What are they, though? Are they how much balance do the gift cards still have on them?
Yeah, bring out your credit cards. Read the numbers.
This is my debit card. Okay. It goes in the front, right?
Yep.
This is my permit to drive a vehicle card.
He looked terrible in that picture.
I woke up and went to the DMV, didn't know I was getting a picture.
It was 2 p.m., I'm sure.
You know, I still have my under 21 license as my main license, and I hand it to people when I buy alcohol, and they always have to do like a triple take. And be like, well, this says on, well, the birthday, though. But under 21.
This is.
Just to be like, scan it, it'll tell you. Give me back my license.
This is my Charlestown gambling card.
Okay, of course.
I don't know why this actually got into this wallet.
I'm surprised you still have it. Then you have to lose it when you get
it's your burner wallet. Yeah.
This is my Top Golf card, which, again, don't know why this one made it into here.
It's like an hour.
Very important.
You guys remember when we had that really weird stint where we would go to Top Golf all the time? Not without games.
This is.
Yeah, no, never me.
My me, Jared, and Kyle would go to Top Golf like a lot.
Me and Jared went to Top Golf before work once.
This why? Is my Hot Topic
reward. Bad idea.
I know why that's
the rest of the day sucked.
Yeah.
And this is, oh, this one's got two in it. This is my GameStop reward card.
Okay.
And this is my Instacart shopper card.
Okay.
Do you know why I think that people started putting wallets in their back pocket? This is just a thought that I like to have.
But
because then if someone tries to steal it, they're like, you touch my butt, you're gay. And then nobody would want to steal. And they're like, I mean, I don't want to. If I don't take
touch
it,
a butt.
If I take it, I touched his butt. I'm gay. So now I can't steal from that person.
Open the door for sexual
people
assault.
People be talking shit about my cargo pants, my cargo shorts. Not
I'll talk shit about them.
But my back pocket has a button.
Hmm.
So you can't steal out of it.
But joke's on you. It's in the bottom left pocket, buttoned up.
Yeah. It's hitting against my knee.
The whole time. It's slapping.
Did you guys used to go to Top Golf a lot because you got tired of bowling?
No, I don't know why, but like, we went multiple times.
We used to go to Top Golf all the time, like a lot.
I have no idea why.
Me and Jared went before work once.
Yeah, we did.
And that was a rough like rest of the day.
We were like, let's go to Top Golf at 10.
Why?
Yeah,
we got there at 10, golf for 2 hours.
We went before a birthday party, didn't we?
Probably.
And we went to Top Golf before a birthday party, and then I had to take a huge shit, so we stopped at Chick-fil-A so I could take a shit.
Yep.
And then we drove to the birthday party. And it was, and we were late, and I was like, we were at Top Golf.
Had to go to Chick-fil-A.
I had drank Malibu and Coke, I think a few of them.
If I'm not mistaken, that was a D&D night.
That's what it was. It was D&D, and you were there.
I don't remember.
You don't remember D&D?
I remember D&D, sure.
But that was, that's what I mean. You were at D&D when we were at Top Golf.
I don't remember this time when you guys were like, I can't believe we're late from Top Golf.
Well, we're not late. Well, it starts when I get there. I mean, traffic. I was DM, so it didn't start until I got there, so I was never late.
I guess you were always on time.
Everyone was just always so early.
Hmm.
Leave that door open.
Leave the door open.
Just make sure the light's out. It's also anti-deodorant day.
Fucking natural, baby.
You know, you really don't need deodorant.
You don't need it.
Nothing at all. Period.
Please. Splash some water on it.
Sage.
I have so many options.
Gage has a spice cabinet.
Does he have burner deodorant?
Eucalyptus.
I think so. Yeah, I think that's the blue stick.
Which one?
The blue stick.
What?
Burner? Cedar.
I think it's a speed.
He's got a speed stick.
Yeah. I got like lady speed sticks, Old Spice,
Power Axe, Stick. He's got Speed Stick. He's got Old Spice. He's got Axe. He's got Old Spice. He's got Old Spice.
Yeah.
He's got, this is weirdest, Easy Rub.
Yeah.
Easy, yep.
That's what they call me.
He's got more speed.
It's
sticks.
A lotion for my pits.
He's got lint rollers for when he just really can't get the stank out. He's got to roll it out.
Stank it out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is a whole thing, dude.
Down and away.
He's a fresh smelling young man.
But not on this day.
No, because you got to stay.
Not on this day, he says.
He also spelled deodorant wrong and upsets
me. Yeah, I did.
I think he did it on purpose because he knows that upsets me.
Did he spell it depressant?
I need more of those.
Scent depressant?
Phew. No deodorant. Where? No, it's not. I think we've done that bit before. JK.
Well, now we'll never know.
I was going to say, where else can we put deodorant on our bodies? And I tried to get someone in to say the back of their knee, and I don't think it ever happened.
In your gooch.
Yeah, I think that's what you said last time.
I feel like that would be... Scientists need to approve that before we actually start...
What, gooch?
Like gooch, yeah. You can't go... You can't, like, apply that now if you wanted to.
If it's natural.
I think...
Yeah, you got me there.
Not today, obviously.
The problem is swamp ass keeps you regulated.
Does it? It keeps you regular?
Mm-hmm. It's not wrong. Yeah, it's kind of like clockwork.
You know, all these ladies are like, you don't have period, ma'am.
Here we go. No, Let me tell you. I want to hear where this is going.
Swamp ass. That's all I got to say.
You don't think ladies get swamp ass?
Swamp ass is worse than pregnancy. I'll come out and say it.
I'll say it. Fuck it.
I'll say it right now. Thinking, fuck it.
I'll say it.
You think giving a baby's hard? Try swamp ass.
Try having a wet butt.
Yeah.
Try wiping four times in an hour.
Let me tell you a quick secret. It's not, okay?
It's embarrassing.
Yeah. Try having like a subconscious that explodes over your wet cargo shorts.
I think I shit myself half the day when I was swamp ass. I'm like, I should really go check. Nope, yeah. Just sweat.
Farts are a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the secret of cargo shorts is, you keep in all those changes of underwear in those pockets.
Mm.
You're gonna need to change them.
Or like bags for like to get rid of the evidence or something. Throw away.
Been there. Yeah, sorry, ladies, but you lost this one.
Yeah. It's so hard being a dude.
It is, and they don't understand. They never will.
It's also throw out your old flip-flops day.
I know that there is a billion people who are thinking, I need to get rid of flip-flops.
Today's the day.
You do. New season, new flops.
You should just always day. Every day should be get rid of your flip-flops day.
Always day.
Don't wear flip-flops, weirdos.
I don't wear flip-flops.
I don't either.
Because they're weird.
Can I say that statement?
See, I want to get a pair of flip-flops.
No, you don't.
They're easier with beach life. Let me tell you.
They are. They are great with beach life.
I went to the beach, and I had my Skechers slip-ons, and they were just full of sand. And I was like, if I had flip-dos, would not be having this problem.
Some thongy doos.
Yeah, if I had some sweet feet thongs.
You have to be careful because there are some that there's no like slip resistance. They're very slick. If you get them wet, they're like skimboards. You're out of there.
How much have you dabbled in the flip flop world?
A little bit, a handful of years.
Well, the puka shell necklace definitely. Yeah, it tells.
It does. Yeah, it's very telling.
What's wrong, Gage? You're shaking your head now.
I just said about flip flops.
No. You act like you're the Sean White of flip-flops.
Listen, I... damn it. my problem with flip-flops, and of course I've worn flip-flops because I'm a cultured person, of course.
I'm a cultural pro.
Yeah, I've been around.
I'm a culture vulture.
Whatever it is, I don't know that I know how to wear or walk in flip-flops appropriately. Because somehow I get the ones that they swing out too far and walking on the concrete, or I'll take a step forward, it kicks the flip-flop out of my foot. You know what I mean?
Uncomfortable.
How are you walking?
Are you parkouring with flip-flops? Don't do that.
I think I walk too hard for them. Yeah. I think I've got too many places to... Walk a flip-flop hard. Seems like I put on a flip-flop because I can walk slowly and leisurely everywhere because I have nowhere to be because I don't have a job. I live outside. But a person like me, someone who works hard and has places to be and makes stern walks... Yeah, and fucking puts feet to pavement in a stern way, I can't wear flip-flops because those things are too loosey-goosey for my lifestyle.
Exactly.
Not enough structure.
It. Yeah. I'm too business for it.
So what I'm hearing is you need walls for your feet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what would
or
be
the
nice
top part
is if they could take flip flops, right?
Foot rules. Sure.
And then what they do?
Throw them away.
Foot house.
What they do is so you put your foot in a flip flop, and then they take and they cover the rest of your foot, right, Gage?
Yeah.
They cover the back of your foot, and then like these little strings pop out. They tie together.
I don't like that noise.
And then they tie together just like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then their shoes.
And then their shoes. A shoe is the best flip-flop.
Yeah.
I'm so conflicted. On one hand...
Sorry to sit on this fence of flip-flop. I don't know where to be in these flip-flops.
I don't. It's such a strange time.
Let me spin it this way. You could have a shoe for $60 that lasts 2 years, or a flip-flop for $5 that lasts 2 minutes.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Can you open a bottle with this shoe?
Of course you can. Smack the back end of it. Let it go.
Or do you put it in the shoe and then slam it against the wall.
Yeah.
It's not a wine bottle. Are you talking about wine bottles or are you talking about beer?
I'm talking about beer. Beer.
A man's drink.
Mm-hmm.
Open it with your hand.
It's not a twisty.
Just open it with your hand anyway. Dig in. Get your molars in it.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
With your hate that.
just shred it down.
And then show some tinfoil when you're done. Yeah, really topping them up.
I want to be dead. Is this the flip flop lifestyle? Have you not seen
that video of Gage, that girl opening a bottle with her teeth?
Ian, that really hurt me too.
Billy does now it.
All I can think about is trying to open a bottle with your teeth and it slipping off your tooth and just cutting fucking all of your gums.
Oh, your gums are just like slicing your teeth in half. Or not like half,
pulling
like
a cavity out.
Scoring,
like,
basically.
Yeah, like that.
Ooh, fucking busting a crown.
The little edges just...
These are things that people don't think about, okay? And they're big deals.
They're big deals.
They'll ruin a life.
I'm going to see if I can find this video for you guys.
Billy does that. He opens up with his teeth sometimes.
Okay, Billy is a man. Billy is a man.
Billy's he's a stone cold powerhouse.
Yeah, he's just an absolute beast, bro.
A stone cold powerhouse.
He's just a cool dude. Just such a cool feller.
Why? What are you looking for, Gage?
Yeah, Gage, what are you looking at?
I'm looking for this video of this girl opening a bottle with her teeth.
And doesn't it fuck her face up?
No, it's
she totally, chomp totally down?
Fine video.
Have you guys ever seen the videos of people trying to eat corn on a fucking power drill?
Yeah, I've seen those.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the one where the girl gets her hair caught in it and it rips her hair out?
I don't think I've seen the aftermath of it, but I've seen her get her hair caught.
Or the guy that lost like 3 front teeth doing it.
I think it might be the neighbors.
You go fight them.
No.
Might need to, goddamn.
They're only here at night, which is kind of weird.
They're night just neighbors.
Get a broom.
Okay.
And hit the roof.
Oh, it's like beside.
We don't have top or bottom neighbors.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
it's like this house is our house. Door. This house was made for you and me.
This house is my house.
Cut it out.
This house or, is your
which
house.
You could really do is take a 2-liter of Coke, drink half of it, peel a banana, and shove the banana in it, and then put it at their doorstep.
What will that do?
What? Does that grow into something?
It's a banana.
What does that mean?
Is there a chemical reaction that happens?
No. It just sends a message.
What message?
That says what?
That if you do this again, I'm going to put more banana in it.
So they don't like bananas, then.
What will that do?
It's going to make them stop. What do you mean? What do you mean?
So this could be you.
I don't get it. I don't think I'm dumb.
Is there a note involved?
Crazy.
Because if they don't stop, eventually you put them in the bottle.
How is that obvious when they get the banana with the Coke in it?
Well, they gotta figure it out.
They're like, shit. They're mad as
they're
hell.
They're gonna get bottled for something they aren't aware of. That's not a warning. That's just a confusing homeless person trick.
Hey guys, if you eat a banana and drink fucking Sprite, you'll throw up.
Is that
that's true?
True.
Yeah, no,
yeah, that's true.
Why?
I don't know.
Chemicals. It's chemical reaction.
Science.
Yeah. It's not like it just gets gross.
It's gross.
Okay.
The same with like if you eat a full stick of butter, like just by itself, you'll throw up because of the consistency of it.
Someone throws up in your mouth, you probably throw up.
Not always.
You know what really sucks? Have you guys ever bit a banana and then chewed it and then you chewed it for too long and you forgot that you're supposed to eat it? And then you can't swallow because it just, the consistency makes you want
to
throw up.
One of those steps in there doesn't seem like something that's ever happened to me where I forgot that I'm eating something while I'm eating it.
Yeah.
Is that something that happens really here?
Happen. Well, if you get busy.
I get doing. Busy. You know what? When I'm chomping down on food, nothing interrupts that thing and I don't.
You never had a banana while you were having sex?
I don't fucking forget about the food.
Why would you have sex banana?
You never had a sex banana?
Not a banana I've eaten during.
A halftime sex banana?
And you weren't.
I need
you
the potassium.
You weren't just completely
which is a quick grab and go.
While you were eating,
I need to eat some potassium while I'm messing with potassium.
I don't forget the food in my mouth. Is what I'm saying.
Okay.
And how many things do you lose in your mouth, Jarrett?
You got food in there right now?
No.
All right, good.
remnants
he
of.
He had to check. Uh-huh. He's like, wait a second. Sure.
Well, there's no way of knowing.
No. There isn't, and that's the sad part. This is an intervention.
Yeah.
It's also No Pizza Left Behind Day.
Do Almond Joys have almonds in them?
They sure do.
Well, it's in the name.
They're artificial almonds.
There's joy of almonds.
Okay.
No Pizza Left Behind. I will tell you right now. Perfect. I will leave behind any pizza that sucks.
And coconut.
No.
No. There's no exception.
I'm
going
to have to say no to this, Gage.
Why? What's
what's on this pizza?
It doesn't matter if you like it. There's no pizza left behind.
Does that mean I have to eat all the pizza or deliver those pizzas?
Yes to both.
At the very least. Sorry. Coconut's trying to close my throat.
The allergic reaction is starting to take effect.
Is that coconut or is that choconut? Jared's
gonna die.
I forgot to said coconut.
He forgot he was eating again.
This ain't a banana.
At the very least.
Someone get him a Sprite.
An EpiPen?
Yep.
No.
How about a Tide pen?
Does this look like a hospital?
Fuck.
An epidural pen?
Do you, at the very least, you have to make sure pizza makes it to a place where people want to eat it.
So it's like the Krusty Krab pizza.
Yep.
No, you just have to eat all the pizza that you get. If you get a pizza, if someone hands you a pizza, you gotta eat.
Mm-hmm.
No pizza left behind.
No pizza scraps will be accepted today.
No.
I will refuse a pizza.
No, you can't.
I can't.
This is a day. Nope. This is a day where you can get somebody you don't like any pizza they hate. And guess what? No pizza left behind. They have to eat it.
Tell me pizza you hate.
Pineapple on ham.
I'm sending you one.
Please do.
Kyle, what kind of pizza you hate?
White pizza. Hate it.
Wow, Kyle. Jared, what kind of pizza you hate?
Okay. Onion and chicken.
Onion and chicken. Perfect.
I don't eat pizza.
Okay.
No pizza left behind. Gage, what kind of pizza do you
really
hate?
Not like Supreme Pizza because the black olives trip me out.
Yeah, I think mine would be like black olives and anchovies.
But then I was an adult and I stopped having the palate of a fucking infant.
I can't eat black olives. They're gross.
They're so good. I used to get black olive and pepperoni pizzas.
I don't want a bad salad bar on my pizza. I'm good.
The things that people didn't want from the salad bar got put.
Yeah,
on
the leftover
pizza.
The leftover scraps.
Yeah, thanks. I got the trash pizza. You gonna be okay? You gonna recover from this?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a really trying time.
Hold on.
Are you trying to get sick to get out of the podcast? You could have just left.
No, I'm gonna download an EpiPen app on my phone real quick.
There you go.
You could download Merge Dragons.
Oh, you know what I really should download is Raid Shadow Legends.
Fucking nerd shit.
Raid Shadow Legends, a new RPG available on iPhone and Android app stores. Man.
Sure is.
We should get paid for this. EpiPen.
Well, we do.
App.
Yeah.
Do you have to pay for it? Is it like $400?
The first 3 days are free. Every day after that, $100.
It's not a bad deal.
Not a bad deal.
NordVPN, where are you at?
MeUndies. It's also canceled video game day.
What's a video game that you guys are really looking forward to that got canceled?
God, at this point, it's almost me.
That's tough because I don't know that I've been really looking forward to any games that have been canceled, I suppose.
Scalebound,
everyone says, but I guess you normies didn't attend the E3s where they had Scalebound and where I could see the thing first.
I didn't.
I was right there with it, looking at the thing firsthand. I was like, this doesn't look like a game. This is so confusing and muddled and garbagey. I don't know that this is a game that anyone wants to play. So when it got canceled, everyone's like, oh my God, I can't believe they canceled that amazing looking game. Like, this has like 15 different parts working. There's no structure here.
I just wanted dragons.
There's plenty of games with dragons.
Shut up. I'm not going to fucking play Skyrim again.
Why?
I started playing Skyrim together.
Yeah,
with,
I know.
Our good friend Robin.
I know you did that. Because it's amazing. You on Skyrim all the time.
It's amazing. It's so much fun. We murdered people. We're bad boys.
I can't wait for November when Skyrim gets announced for the fucking next gen again.
Probably won't be such a bad thing.
A game that I was really looking forward to is Dragon's Dogma Online.
Mm-hmm.
it may only release in Japan, and then stopped on the North American one.
They're like, don't let it in and go over there. Don't.
And that was 2014.
I was really looking forward to, I guess, the first Prey 2. They got canned early on. Time Splitters had a sequel, too, that I was looking into.
I just remembered the answer.
Yep.
When do you guys think that Cyberpunk is going to get canceled?
It's not going to get canceled. It's going to get delayed until it's ready to show up.
I think it has a very real shot of being delayed out of this year.
Because it's been delayed since 2018, right?
No. I don't think it ever had a... It was definitely supposed to be slated for this year.
Because I remember seeing things about it in 2018. Being like, oh, Cyberpunk 2077 or whatever.
I think that's when it started popping back up. When it was announced 2012. First video of it in 2013. And then went away forever.
So I think it's going to get canceled. I don't think that game will ever see the light of day. And if it does, it's going to be terrible.
It's 100%. Oh, really?
It's coming out. Yeah. At this point, it's coming out. It just had a big press embargo lift last week. It's fine. But if anything, it's probably going to get pushed out of this year. Two reasons. One, probably needs more polish. Two, it's right now its release date is after the award season date cutoff is. So they're like, fuck it, we'll just push it to 2021 and get Game of the Year awards.
Also Keanu.
He's a two. Can't believe they put that two in the game.
Gage, they need another two.
I could feel that, bro. I would like to see a casting call. It's like at the bottom. It's like, all right, one of the requirements is you have to be a two on the Kevin Bacon degree scale.
What if movies had to have Bacon digits? So like you had to fill a certain number of Bacon numbers into a movie.
Like you have a quota?
But it's like golf. Yeah. Like the less you have, the less Bacon numbers you have, the better your movie is. Mm. So like you have like a bunch of ones and some twos and sprinkle a two in there or something. It's a better movie than if you had a bunch of twos and like a three in there.
Do you think Kevin Bacon would only watch movies that register at least a two on the Bacon scale?
I think so. I mean, he has a new movie coming out that's going to increase other people's numbers.
Is it coming out or is it out?
It's coming out. Okay. It's called You Should Have Left.
Isn't he dating somebody in that movie that's like 20 years younger than him?
I think so.
I think plus.
I think it's all that truly, yeah.
He's what 50 something now? 60 something?
Who knows? The age list.
God knows.
I think it's Megan from Megan's Body. Is his wife in it?
It's not her.
No. I think it's Amanda Siegfried or
something. Oh yeah, the other one in Megan's Body.
Yeah.
I've never seen Megan's Body.
Yeah.
I've never seen
Megan's Maybe, Body. Maybe I don't know.
I was thinking Megan Fox.
Is Megan's Body Megan Fox?
Maybe. Yeah. Hmm. I don't know.
Kyle, what video game got canceled that you wanted back?
StarCraft Ghost.
StarCraft Ghost is a good one. It is a good one.
Yeah.
What if they released it today? Would you play it?
Probably.
Probably look like shit.
Yeah. Because the last I heard about it, it was like GameCube, maybe.
64, I think.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Damn. Video games are weird, man.
Melee Online got announced and is now
out. Have you played it?
No, but I do have it, and I've downloaded it. And I want to play it.
You scared?
I am afraid. I'm going to get fucked up. I haven't played in so long. Well, they have unranked.
Okay.
And you just pick your character and press start, and then it randomly matches you.
I think that might be dangerous.
Why?
Because I would get slapped, no problem.
Oh, I'll get my dick punched.
Yeah.
I can't help that. That's just the will of God.
Squeeze out a win somehow.
No, he plays Jigglypuff or Marth.
I have fallen from grace. The little bit of
were you in grace?
The little tiny bit of talent that I have had in the past in Smash Bros. Today was a solid reminder that just is not. It's in the past. Today I was playing Smash Bros. With my 6-year-old, and we were playing teams against level 3 computers. And
you got fucked up.
I did not lose any.
How many SDs?
But I had to tie, and I had to do some sudden death on 3 matches against level 3 computers. Granted, I don't have any characters unlocked in this version of Smash Bros. Right now.
So there's a pretty big roster to begin with, I feel like.
Huh?
There's a big roster, I feel like, already.
There is a big roster. You start with 8.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
And what?
Oh, shit.
Smash Bros.
Yeah, Ultimate.
Yeah.
Yeah. You start with the original 8. You have to work up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm stuck playing with, you know, what the fuck?
Go ahead. Name, who was I using? You could name any Nintendo character and probably have a pretty good shot of beating it.
Who was I using? Before I was like using Captain Falcon, but this was before Captain Falcon.
Lucina.
Mario. Kirby.
No.
Palutena?
Fox. Mario.
Pit? Kirby. You're using...
I was going to say Kirby's pretty solid.
For a while.
Yeah, I don't have Palutena unlocked. Otherwise, it would have been a whole shit show. I would have smacked the fuck out of him.
I will say, you and Kyle grinded Melee really fucking hard before Smash Con. And you guys got significantly good, and Kyle fucked up Army for like 5 seconds.
Hell yeah, those 5 seconds must have felt awesome.
That was true,
dude. I wish you still had that video,
yeah.
Because, dude, he was making Army sweat.
It's probably in the group chat somewhere.
Somewhere,
but yeah, he was making Army sweat for that couple of seconds.
Oh,
and then Army was like, "Oh yeah, I can just chain grab Sheik until 100,"
and he doesn't know that.
But so when Kyle played that match, it was real funny because he was sitting here like this, and then
who, Army?
Yeah. And then Kyle kind of started to whoop on him, and he did this. He just went.
He did the classic gamer stance.
No, he didn't really even lean forward. He just moved his feet a little bit further, mm-hmm. kind of planted his feet firm on the ground, and then it was just straight downhill. Kyle got grabbed that one time.
Yeah, he got grabbed and it was done.
Yeah,
and
it was
you could see how demoralized he was by it because
he didn't even get wobbled though.
He just goes. Like he just looked so defeated because he knows there's nothing he can do about it.
Didn't even get wobbled. Just fucking chain grabbed by Sopo because he fucked Nana up. Like took Nana out in seconds with Sheik. I was so impressed. Of course, I got fucked up in my pools. I couldn't watch Kyle. I had to watch the videos.
The VODs.
Yeah, I played back the VODs.
The last canceled video game I'll throw out is Star Wars 1313.
Yeah.
Mm.
Anyway.
It's also Combo Restaurante.
I can't think of one other than...
The Pizza Hut whatever. And Taco Bell?
Yeah, or the Taco Bell KFC.
The combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell?
That serves combos.
Almost.
The snack?
All what flavors. About
Dunkin' Donuts? Do you not
know what combos are?
I know what combos are.
What about Dunkin' Donuts Baskin Robbins?
Okay.
It's more of a gas station, though, isn't it?
Goddamn Carol Baskin. Killed her husband. So, what else is there? Kyle, what's this say?
It's a...
The description of the day.
Oh, let's see.
Like, does it give examples of combo restaurants?
It's probably just celebrate combo restaurants out or something. Or
what's a combo restaurant?
I think it's the merging
of two corporations.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm gonna fucking Google it then.
Okay.
Combo restaurant day.
Combo restaurants. How many do you know?
Well, there
KFC,
KFC
Taco Bell,
Pizza Hut Taco Bell.
Pizza Hut Taco Bell.
What would be another good combination restaurant?
Dairy Queen, Baskin Robbins is probably a match made in heaven.
I know, Baskin Robbins is already mixed up with Dunkin' Donuts, and it's not always gas stations for those.
Is it?
No, because there used to be one right next to where I worked at GameStop. It was just, there's no gas station in it.
Mm.
Well, fucking apparently a combo restaurant is just a restaurant that serves combo meals.
Okay, so
that's the dumbest shit.
So that could just be any restaurant.
Go restaurant day.
We have fries, so we're good.
Just make a new one. If we're having such a hard time,
yeah. See, that's what I'm saying.
Fish and chips, Long John Silver's.
No, I mean I'm not saying like McDonald's or Burger King. But like,
why would you do that?
What other like restaurant or combos would you like to see?
Guys, what about an Arby's Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A sucks. Oh
God, the smell!
I want some Arby's roast beef on a Chick-fil-A sandwich now.
I'll take an Arby's Checkers.
Would they do that though? Would they cross pollinize the like ingredients like that? She's like, I want that. I want those pickles. I want Chick-fil-A pickles on my Arby's sandwich.
I would not be that fucking drive thru service. Like, yeah. Oh my God.
Jesus. I don't want to be that guy,
What about a Chipotle's? It's Chipotle and Popeyes.
Chipotle's not drive thru, though.
It can be.
Can it? They're on the cusp.
You can get a combo meal at Chipotle or chips.
They have kids' meals. It's kind of the same thing.
The other day, I got Chipotle. My girlfriend ordered burrito bowl with guacamole. Went to pick it up. They didn't put guacamole on it because they were out of guacamole, but still charged her $2.35 for guac.
Yeah. I'd have been like, you owe me like 16 free burritos
now. I want to fucking break a kneecap.
Whenever you do the combo restaurant, how often do you mix the two and get both? Because when I go to Pizza Hut, Taco Bell, I usually do like the breadsticks and then Taco Bell bullshit. Yeah.
Breadsticks and then Taco Bell.
So almost every time.
I don't eat really fast food too much. I've been eating fast food more now that I've been on a super huge milkshake kick. But I bought a blender today and I make my own milkshakes now.
Milkshake?
Yeah, I am.
Artisan.
I'm a self-made man.
Oh, wait, with a blender?
Mm-hmm.
Is it smoothies or milkshakes?
Milkshake.
Okay.
I don't know if it's made for milkshakes, but that's what I use it for.
It's adequate for.
We put that ice cream in there anyway.
I put ice cream and milk, and then I just blend it up.
I have a question.
Yeah. Sure.
Target, they're classic foods. They're Archer Farms foods, and Pizza Hut. Is that a combo restaurant?
Yes.
Then yes. All popcorn right. And Pizza Hut, or Pizza Hut, pizza and breadsticks.
Okay.
Very good combo. Or slushy.
What about at the mall's food court? Does that count?
Yeah. Hit
two of those places on the way home.
Oh God.
Usually when I'm up in the Great White North, Winchester, I get Nori Japan, and that's pretty much it.
Okay. I've never eaten there.
Oh my God!
Really?
It's so good. My brain will be like, "Oh, I could go to Nori Japan, or I could just go to Panda Express and get trash food that I actually like and know I like."
Where are you getting Panda Express?
Not anymore.
Yeah. Nori Japan's better than Panda Express.
Go to the mall, get Nori Japan, get the teriyaki chicken.
Yep.
Because that right there is amazing.
Double teriyaki chicken, fried rice.
Fried rice or noodles, whichever one you prefer. They're both really good.
Fried rice.
Okay, I'm a noodle boy, but
the rice is fun because you can take the chicken, you bury it in the rice.
Steamed rice, if they have it.
And then you scoop it.
Or white
rice. You gamify everything in your life. You're like, I'm going to find the buried chicken in this rice.
That way it covers, and you get a nice little spoonful of everything. Chicken and rice.
Okay.
I'm a noodle boy. I can't help that. I can't do that.
Well, I know. When your arms look like noodles, you got to eat noodles.
I've been working out, sir. Noodle boy.
Gage, don't look at him like that. Noodle boy arms, dude.
Oh, I know. I just.
You guys remember that time that Kyle was sitting there like this?
He looks so.
And he looks fucking
buffed out.
He looks awesome.
He looked yoked out of his gourd. I thought he was gonna punch through a wall.
God, that shirt Kyle comes up to my midriff now.
That one day that Kyle had big muscles.
Yeah. He just did a little bit of steroids and it was cool.
Just a little bit.
Just a tiny bit.
That is it for the Tuesdays.
Holy shit. Okay, thank God.
We can skip my topic and just do Jared's.
Okay.
Because my topic might take some time.
Cool.
Jared, workshop it. What did you bring us again?
So the other day, I was watching
this
new Netflix show called The Floor is Lava, and I got to thinking, how do you get on a game show? So I looked it up. Very specifically looked up how to get on that show. Couldn't find anything, but I found a link to a website called backstage.com.
Everyone play along at home.
What?
I said everybody play along at home.
Yeah, so you go to backstage.com, it will let you search your area for open casting calls for movies, TV shows, commercials, ads, voiceovers, modeling, I think there's a couple more that I forgot, but
Costco bathrooms.
There's a lot. What?
Great. What?
What?
Dad's at Costco.
Costco bathrooms.
Oh yeah, that's probably on there. So I got to thinking, what if we found some good ones and cast each other in the roles for these movies and or the other thing, TV show?
Sure.
That one.
Gage, can you throw them up on the big screen?
Yes.
So Gage has this filter set for age ranges 24 to 30, which fits all.
Why? Okay.
Which fits all three of us.
I'm not. I'm not 24. Okay.
Shut can up. You play a 24 year old?
These are I'm within 100 miles of DC.
Yeah, and I will say a lot of these websites usually big old scams. So,
you know, 100 miles from DC is a little bit close because we're about 200 plus miles.
Well, when you get this job, you got to drive up there.
Online education videos for high school students. God bless it.
So what are we looking out for? How do we know that this isn't a scam?
I'm not allowed to do that one. It's 26 to 37.
Shit.
Usually you can tell if it's a scam if like they want money from you somehow.
Acting, Workle,
or they tell you like, oh, we're going to pay you this for nothing. What is this? Casting educational videos for high school students. Production states, client is working on a big project to put their entire high school curriculum online for at-risk students who normally would drop out or fall through the cracks. Okay. So what are they? You're just making videos for high schools and sending them there?
Oh, on-screen like teacher will read scripts subjects. Off a teleprompter. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I thought this was going to be like, hey, here's how you fucking clean a toothbrush.
Here's how you clean a toothbrush. Oh, how about a pop rock music?
Ooh. That was a firework.
They're looking for a hippie hitchhikers and scared bank extras.
I'm good as a scared bank extra, I think.
Like,
what's up?
Is this like Batman or like what is it? The Dark Knight in the beginning of the bank.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Casting. Actually, let's click it. Casting actors for our next video for the 555 synopsis. This is a sequel to the music. It's a sequel to the music video linked below. It's a buddy road trip gone wrong after destroying.
I need to see that video.
We're gonna click on it. From the slowed down music video linked above. There's more music
hold
videos
on.
Left in here.
Hold on. Go back up.
Yeah.
Colin goes on a crime spree with a Muppet accomplice.
This sounds familiar.
Huh.
Ends up double crossing and killing him with the loot they stole. Spoilers. Jesus.
Wow.
Where is that video they were talking about? Aha.
Ooh.
Oh my god.
Tell us if it sounds.
Are we going to be able to hear this?
We can't hear it.
Right.
Damn.
Is that Colin?
I'm curious.
Directed by 44?
It looks like.
Is that a
dude's
person?
Hair is really well done for someone who just woke up.
That's what I look like on a daily basis.
Whoa.
It's shot pretty well so far, but none of this makes sense.
What's the music sound like?
There's there is no music yet.
So there's a king eating cereal with a bunny. Is that he looks like Aragorn from Lord of the Rings?
He does.
Oh, a little bit. Yeah.
What does the music sound like? Does it sound good?
Can you compare him to something?
It sounds like
I feel like it sounds like Imagine Dragons.
No, who did that song? There's No Rest for the Wicked.
Cage the Elephant.
Cage the Elephant. Sounds like Cage the Elephant.
Oh, so like alternative, like indie.
Mm-hmm. But I'm sure there's like a commentary here of him dressed like a clown, where his friend's a king and a bunny, and he's like, "Oh, I'm just a, I'm, you know, I put on my real face, whatever."
I'm just a kid.
Yeah.
And life is a night like that.
Yeah, something like that. This is a weird. There we go. He's chasing the mime. Yeah, he's acting a little aggressively for a song that doesn't really require it. Okay.
That song has almost a million plays on Spotify.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
How about that?
Huh.
You want to be in that?
I mean, we can only be scared bank extras and hippie hitchhikers, though. That's not a whole lot of...
I mean, they did have other roles that we can try to, like...
Let's not get crazy. There are stripper roles.
Oh, what's yeah, be yeah. a stripper, Jarrett.
Gotta be female. Can you do that?
I could be a gas station clerk, but I'd have to be 40. I'm not. Also, I have to be Middle Eastern. Whoa!
I feel like I could be a hippie hitchhiker.
Why do I have to be Middle Eastern or South Asian / Indian to be the gas station clerk, huh?
Because they're paying you to be that. Just put on the makeup.
I don't know, man.
It's like Johnny
video Brad reel. I don't have a video reel. Is that a problem? Can we make one real quick?
These places what's don't that actually sidewalk? Care that you have a video reel. Sidewalk. They're looking for extras, protesters, people who are fighting for justice. Okay, so you could be an extra, or you could just be somebody who actually wants to fight for justice, or a regular person.
Just sign here.
Casting Sidewalk, a short film synopsis. Following the murder of George Floyd, protests and chaos broke out through the country. The film follows the impact of social disturbances of what young women face in their city from both current events and living through their realities. All come face to face with the reality. They both live in abandoning their innocence. It's not their fault. Never before have we seen kids protesting like they are today. Kids should be worried about playing outside and living, not protesting for issues that careless adults have created for them. Okay? Damn. I'm not sure where this sits.
So, I'm noticing on the right side it says student films, Zoom dating.
Where do you see that?
Yeah, it does.
Zoom dating. That says similar calls. My bad.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
Someone's probably making a film called Zoom Dating. I hope this film shows painful reality as people, kids that are living through today, but what they have been through hundreds of years. In the words of George Floyd's daughter, Daddy changed the world. Okay. Cool.
No pay.
You go walk in the street.
Wow, that's a good old movie here.
Not for me. No pay, not for me.
Meet me in the West. That shoots in Roanoke.
What's that about?
It's
a Western film,
Western film about a lost cowboy desperately seeking to return home when he stumbles upon a town, but the town isn't what it seems.
Click it.
All right.
Are there goblins?
There's several roles. We got to see which each role is.
Ghouls, perhaps.
Who's who?
Can anybody really play a stable man?
Of course, like mentally, or like he's really good with horses?
Aren't they kind of the same?
Kind of, yeah.
This doesn't
strong with horses.
Oh, no pay.
It doesn't pay, but also it wants you. Here's the fucked up part. It doesn't pay, but this person expects the lead to apply with a headshot, a photo, a video reel, and a cover letter. They want you to describe to them why you should be in their short film. How fucking foolish.
I thought a cover letter was just like a blank page that you send before everything else.
It's close. You could have the title page, but cover letter is probably they're looking for, like, oh, this is my experience and how.
Why don't they say that? A resume.
Resume is different.
So I like to trick people and get their money. Can I be him?
Yeah,
of course. Can I be that guy?
Greggio.
Is this the sides? Oh my god, this guy's script.
That's amazing.
Do you want to do a little?
Let's theater. Do a little bit. Let's do a little theater.
I can't believe it. Okay, well, so we're gonna read "Meet Me in the West." Is this the whole thing? No, it's just the Will sides. Okay.
Okay. Everybody, pick a character.
Who wants to be Will? Will's the lead.
God damn it! Hold on. Can I find this on my phone?
I'll be Will or Stableman.
Because I'm not trying to like be bent.
Yeah, I'll send it in the group.
Hey, look, it's me. Send everybody's roles through the group.
We're gonna do a sight reading.
Finally, 10 years to the day after.
Yeah. At least this thing has sides. It's written out, except it doesn't have like the first page. Whatever script writing program they use, they didn't fill out the first page. So it just says script title, written by, name of first writer, based on, if any, address, phone number.
So wait, where is this? Where do I click?
If you scroll down, what did I send you?
Okay, did you do Meet Me in the West?
Yeah, scroll down to additional materials. You see it down there?
Yeah, which one do I click?
Will is the first one, yeah.
All right, so it's Will, Stableman.
And Grace.
I'm going to be Brian.
Who is Brian in there?
Yeah.
On the script reading?
Yeah. Oh, you're just on that page.
On that page, yeah. Go to Will's side. It's okay. You can either be Grace or you can read the prompts.
Hold on.
Yeah, so you can either be the voice in the background, Will, Stableman, or Grace.
Hold on. Will. Okay. Hold on. How many are there? There's just three.
There's
of
three right, parts to be and then who?
I'll be Stableman.
Okay.
It's only two parts.
You're Stableman.
The prompts, I guess.
You're going to read that. All it's right, more than Ian, two. Will or Grace?
Is it?
What do you want? I'll be whoever.
I'll be Grace.
Okay.
All right, we ready?
Sure. So, what, Kyle's you going to read us in?
No, I'm going to read.
What?
No, Jared's the Morgan Freeman.
I haven't acted before.
Jared's the Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, I'm Morgan Freeman. All right. Are we good? Everybody prepared? You've read your lines?
No.
I've read my first line.
Okay. All right. So we're outside the stables, daytime. Will looks frustrated with the stable man, who cleans his hands off with a dirty rag. The doors to the stable are closed.
Come on. Ain't got a stagecoach. Let me inside.
They sleeping.
I gotta see what them before I pick one, mister.
Will goes for the stable doors, but the stable man quickly stops him and glares.
Ain't no looking till I see that money.
Will huffs.
I'll look from here. Open the door.
Will smiles jokingly, but the stable man isn't amused. Will frowns, looks around the town. Where's he gonna get money? Inside bedroom, nighttime. Grace leads Will onto the bed and he sits. She takes off his hat and puts it on the dresser.
Hell yeah.
Grace turns to Will and lets her hair fall down. They both
smile.
Don't touch
that country butt.
Grace fixes his hair. She wipes off some dirt from his forehead.
Very handsome. Haven't seen a man like you in years.
Grace unbuttons a couple of shirt buttons. She feels his chest and he relaxes.
Haven't been touched by a woman in years.
Grace touches his face.
You can call me Grace. What's your name, mister?
Will takes her hand and kisses it.
Name's Will.
You got a lady at home?
Will thinks of Anna, smiles instinctually.
I do. She's, well, she's...
He pulls out a picture of Anna, shows it to Grace. Grace smiles.
It's Jarrett.
Name's Anne. She's 8. Been away for a while. Horses gave out and I had to walk. But I got enough to buy one, so I'm hoping to see her soon. Feel so lonely without her. I know it sounds stupid, but...
Will looks at Grace, embarrassed.
I just hate being alone. Scares me. But begin...
You fucked it up. You didn't get the part.
I fucked it up. No, please, another shot.
But being with her makes me feel all right.
Grace looks at the picture, looks at Will, sees the love he has for his daughter.
She has your smile.
And scene.
Good shit, good boys. Are we gonna continue snaps. The read? Oh yeah, snaps.
Snaps. Yeah, thanks. We can. I want to see if there's anything down in here that has sides. Also, I wonder if that's something that they're supposed to have in here.
That was good. I think we did a pretty good job.
You think,
Ian,
you can
be really, I really like your Western voice.
Oh, dude.
I have to tell you, I'm a big fan.
Well, I appreciate you.
What?
I like your Morgan baby. Freeman.
They don't have any signs. What the fuck?
What a freaking waste.
I'm not 30 to 40.
No?
You could be. Not with that attitude, you're not.
Maybe this Western
probably
is
probably just
the
one that we happened to click on.
Oh, nighttime. No.
I wish that one had some reads.
There. I just, the name of the character is Ryman Cram a Cramley.
Cram Cramley.
By my cram. Fuck. Oh, no, that was the logo.
So that project's called Something's Missing. I just like to think you just walk around with your palms up going, where's it at?
What's the deal?
Something's missing.
$80. Scream 4.
Your name.
Yeah.
Great.
Damn. Well,
I don't have the license to that.
I think we did a really... Can we submit this to that
sure.
company?
Sure can.
Probably, be like, yeah we can. Here's our read.
Sure can.
Here's our quick read of some dumb fucking Western. I don't remember what it was
here's
called.
Your fucking thing that you worked on that we think is bad.
That we could probably do better.
It's a music video, I think. I don't know. Here you go.
Are we going to another one?
I just want to look at them and see what they are. The Brian one's kind of short.
Are they in order at all, or are they just kind of willy-nilly?
I think they're just willy-nilly.
Yeah. They probably just pulled different parts of the script out to put in here so people have an idea what they'd be reading.
Ooh, that was a good Western Western inflection. What they be reading?
What they be reading? So like when I get emails for parts, that's what they look like though. It's like, here's this. It's just a small snippet of what's going on in the movie or show. Think you guys are on your way to being famous actors though.
Hell yeah.
Promise. I definitely think so. Might want to call your agent, Gage, because we got some hot boys in the mix.
Hell yeah. I'm sure she loves hot boys.
Maybe don't call her. Don't want to disappoint her.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
Well, now I wish we could find more reads, huh?
I know. I wish we could read a bunch of shit.
Is that a filter that you can like look for?
Let's see.
Includes PDF.
No.
Nope.
Damn.
Ooh, nudity.
No nudity. Pasties only.
Yeah, I got nothing.
You can select production type and do movies only, can't you?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Or short films.
Well, yeah, but that'll.
Can you do it like nationally?
Oh, yeah, I can. Let's do that. We'll open it up. Short films, home scripted TV video.
Reality TV? Demo and instructional video.
Because yeah. I feel like that'll cut down on a lot of the stuff that we don't want to see here.
I think that's good.
Actually, get rid of that. And actually, let's just do all genders. No, with that search. Okay. Is there anything in this? No.
Damn.
Bastards.
Ooh, that's a feature right there.
Quarantine, a love story.
Nothing.
Damn it.
Nothing. Damn it. Miss Insomnia.
IMDb credits.
Ooh.
That's weird, Ian.
Gage, that might be you.
Yeah. It doesn't take much to get an IMDb credit.
Do you have
one? I want IMDb credits.
I don't have one. You set it up yourself, and that's it. Working title, art house film. Probably pretentious.
This is so disappointing. I feel like it's really surprising.
We got really good option there with the lines and everything, and then now we're not getting any.
That one probably wants you to like send in a video of you reading their script or you instead of this one.
Well, it worked.
I guess
they
did
it.
Yeah, they did it.
Good on them.
Now we just need to submit it to them.
Well, these other ones are probably like, well, I wrote behind the scenes footage. Oh. Why? Did they already start shooting this? Probably. A modern day
maintaining Mac messings.
The triple M, as we call it.
M&M&M.
Oh, they're using a nice camera.
We're just going to take out all these walls.
This thing looks legit. Good, this doesn't look great. This is like a haunted house. Okay. Paper burning. Yeah,
I'm so disappointed, Gage. Yeah, I've got to be honest with you.
So, what's that? In the one we read from, is there a different tag or anything?
What do you mean?
Because it says you can search by tags and everything.
Meet me in the West. I'm not joining.
Additional materials.
Yeah, but that's not a tag I can select.
Okay.
Because a lot of the additional materials are just like the logo for the production company.
Mm.
So sad.
So sad.
Rest in spaghetti, boys. Gage is breaking out some big guns here.
Oh, yeah. Are we going to do some readings from ones that you've gotten?
I mean, I can look up to where I get my stuff or some stuff to come through.
See what's on the presses.
Yeah.
Oh, we're looking into the real life of how Gage gets all of his parts.
Some stuff comes from here. This is a good tri-state area listing. Actually, it goes up to like New Jersey and stuff too.
Are you a real veteran?
I could play one.
Okay.
He's an actor, Kyle. We have to be careful around him. He could be anything.
True.
Do we know the real Gage?
No one knows the real Gage.
Don't even joke about that, Kyle. Don't even make that joke. You're going to put the words in my brain. You're going to scare me.
Dundalk.
Ian's going to stay up late, like, wait, is Gage just acting for us? Yeah, no.
These suck.
Yeah, I know. I didn't think they would have anything, but I wanted to look.
Include script, please.
Yeah.
That's how people write more script.
We'll feature you on a podcast. You put a fucking script in a posting.
We'll read anything you write.
Whew. Yeah. All right. I tried.
That's all we can ask for.
Well.
That's disappointing. I'm really upset that we found
I had a really good time pretending to be a weird man with an 8-year-old.
Look, that's acting.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Someone hands you a piece of paper. No, this is all the stuff they've done. Damn.
Yeah. You just lie a lot?
Just lie a lot.
Be really good at lying and pretending. Which are two things I'm very good at.
This is called Get Your Hands Out of My Pocket, the Child Support X-Files.
Well, they support that, X-Files, like aliens?
Oh, the geez. Man of God, Ratchet and Reckless.
I didn't want to be one of these people that assumed ethnicity all the characters would be. But I think I was pretty
Mr. Right, why is but he, never right. Ratchet and
why Reckless. Why is he called Mr. Right, then?
The man
if he's
God.
Never right, is that his gimmick?
That's probably like in the first 10 minutes of the movie, Kyle, where like his girlfriend, wife, or something, like, you know, you are Mr. Right, but you never right. And he's like, I have to carry this moniker forever now.
The monologues of five men pressed by the child support system. They just sound like shitty dads.
No, this is the man of God, Ian. This is the man of God. Okay. The rest of these guys look like terrible role models. Also,
the guy in the middle looks familiar.
Four shitty dads and a man of God.
And there's a lighting effect behind this person that is not working at all.
I think it's an eclipse. Yeah, it's I think it's like a...
He's blocking out the sun, you think?
Yeah.
Like, we couldn't find just a black background to put him on. But how about this eclipse picture? I'm looking.
That was $100 a day. Fight, flight, and freeze?
Yeah. The Watchmen. Ooh! Here we go.
We got a big script. Wait, is there words in this?
Or is it just exterior?
It might just be exterior.
There's interior, David's bathroom.
There's one spoken line in this. The Watchers.
Can you act it to me?
Yeah, let's see. No!
Oh, that was so good.
Okay, I think we got
it. Emily!
No!
There's really... They put slides up, or sides up, that is just one word. How are we supposed to? They're casting people. If they can say no. Correctly.
You know, some professional casting callers, they can tell if you're a good actor by one line.
I'll say there's a lot of buildup in that one line. I feel like a lot of emotion in that one line.
A lot of backstory that you need to be able to exploit.
I can imagine them bringing in for an audition. Like, all right, we need you to cry on cue and then say no. I'm like, wait a minute.
I can't cry on cue.
So, Gage, you're a famous actor.
Yeah.
When they ask you to, have they ever, like, ever asked you to cry on cue?
No, I'm a man.
Okay.
That's a good answer. That's an actor's answer.
Because I was just wondering, like, I was called this a second chance movie. It's like, we have more money now. We can try it again.
We made a movie we didn't want to make first to get funding for the movie we wanted to make. That happened.
Do they only give actors so long to, like, get into, like...
Character.
Like, cry character?
No, I mean, a lot of productions are really good with, like, if it's an emotional scene and the person who, wrote the movie or made the movie or is producing the movie knows that. So you'll have your time to get ready and prepare yourself, or they'll let you know beforehand, like, hey, we're doing the emotional stuff next, so use this time while we set up for the scene to get into it. And if you're an actor...
Start pricking your fingers.
Yeah. If you can't cry on cue, or if you can't get yourself in that emotional state, if you can get yourself close enough, you know, you can just use eye drops and stuff. They're already planning to shoot that scene multiple times, so they're not planning to have you cry every single time. So they know, and production's so crazy now, you can just get away with anything. I found another one that's like all dialogue.
Oh, hell yeah, send it to us. Let's do a fucking reading, bro. I'm trying to get my acting on.
Yeah, Ian's like, I need a reel. I need to send this out to some people. We'll do this one and then we'll wrap up.
Okay.
That should just be the document. So this one is called Good Grief. I hope this is about Charlie Brown.
All right, I love Charlie.
What do we got here?
Chris Angel.
Nolan. Oh, shit.
Christopher Nolan.
Chris Angel Nolan.
I'll be whoever. It doesn't matter.
I'll read you guys in since I, you know, the professional over here. Don't want to out-act any of you guys. I'll read you guys in. You guys pick your
part. I'm going to be Nolan. I like the name.
You want to be Nolan?
I like the name Nolan. Well,
do you want to be Chris or Angel?
Doesn't matter.
Pick one.
Oh, I will be Angel.
Okay, I'll be Chris.
Ian's like, fine, I'll be Chris. Are you guys ready?
We are.
I guess. As ready as I can be. You have a lot to read, Kyle.
Yeah, Kyle, I think you're the lead because the thing is called Angel. Or it's called Good Grief.
Shit.
This is sides for Angel, so it's basically they're casting Angel with this part. You guys have to help Kyle look good.
But so I think you can play a really good hippie role, so it's perfect.
I was going to say.
Yeah, like the first thing Angel says is pretty on the nose for Kyle there. You ready?
I'm ready. Count us in.
Well, I'm going to read you in.
Well, do that with your words.
Angel puts the record onto the record player and tries to place the needle at the beginning of the last song. He fumbles and has to keep resetting the needle to get it in the right spot. After several tries, the music starts.
Angel, since when is this your house? Did your family move here too?
Angel laughs and looks at Nolan. Nolan's confused. Angel takes a large rip from the bong and hands it to Chris.
That's the dankies, though. Nolan, look at the crystals.
Angel opens a canister of weed and hands it to Nolan. Nolan looks at it and approves. Good job, Jerry.
I got it from my hookup in Humboldt. They grow it outside. It's natural. They use chili powder to keep the bugs away.
Huh. Chris takes a hit from the bong and starts coughing violently. Chris hands the bong to Nolan. Nolan passes it to Angel.
Humboldt is sick, bro. You guys would like it. Everyone is a hippie there. Guys have a bunch of cows. What were you guys up to? You trippy?
Yeah, we're going to the beach.
No way! I was with Eric right now. You guys want to ride? We got a sick spot. You can ditch your bike.
Nolan looks apprehensively at Chris, but Chris doesn't notice.
When's he going to be here? We want to get there soon.
He's coming.
Chris takes another rip.
Nolan! This song's trippy, huh?
Nolan stares at the record player.
What are you guys doing at the beach?
This guy's on acid.
The group listens.
The guitar player.
Angel, what are you guys doing at the beach?
What do you think? Unite the right.
No, you aren't.
You guys down for a race war?
Dude, I'm white.
That's okay. I'm down to fuck up some Nazis.
Angel, really?
Yeah, bro. Race war.
Dude, fuck that.
Yeah, I'm not down, Angel. Are you serious?
I'm kidding, bro. I can't let that go to... I can't go to that rally. You know I can't.
I thought so. Too many cops there.
People chanting build the wall and shit.
Right?
Huh?
Plus, me and Eric gotta hit up our connect tonight.
Connect for what?
Don't trip. Just listen to this trippy ass song. It's almost over.
The group goes back to listening in silence. What the fuck is this about?
So much.
I don't know.
I have no idea what's going on.
Oh, good grief.
There's so many left turns in there.
Jarrett, good.
Chris and Nolan, two that was good, Jarrett. Stoner friends, decide to go to the beach for the day, all while a curtain of conspiracy slowly begins to uncover a commentary on the current social problems in our country. I don't know.
Good grief.
That was
Angel's
there,
the supporting role?
Yep.
Angel's it sounds like he was the lead there.
Yeah, you sounded like the lead.
It did seem like the lead. But that's okay.
Good read. Good read. $200 flat, gas, food, and compensation?
So when do we get that? Do we get that like in a couple weeks?
I think that
should
be in the mail tomorrow.
Ooh.
Luckily, it's so close to us.
Luckily. Whew. All right.
Well, I hope you enjoyed our acting chops. Gage, tell us how we did. Do we have a lot to learn? Do we have a lot to go through? Or do you think we're ready for the big screen?
Would Kevin be proud?
Kevin who?
Well,
oh my gosh, bacon. Okay. Hello.
I think you guys have a lot of potential, a lot of untapped potential.
On this, do we have two potential?
Yeah, two potential.
You heard it. You heard it here first. We could be twos.
You guys could be twos.
God, I'd love that so much.
So much pressure, though.
But since I am the person who gets you into the acting world, I take 85% of your pay.
Sound like a 2 1/4?
Yeah, is there fractions?
Still zero.
I guess so.
We take those off.
Yeah.
Well, thank you all for joining us. I hope you all enjoyed the show. We ran a little bit long today, but it was well worth it for that little treat there at those at the end, those little sight readings. Thank you, Jarrett, for supplying us with this topic.
Yeah, Jarrett, first time ever, your topic is the only topic we had for the show.
That's wild.
It paid off.
Jarrett only gives us about a topic a year, maybe two if we're lucky.
But they're good.
Keep workshopping, Jarrett.
Nailed it. First one of the year, fucking nailed it.
Next one's going to be good.
You've got my hopes up now, so you better not.
I keep forgetting what it is.
Goof this up.
In 18 months? Yeah. Oh, boy.
I can't wait. 18 months is going to fly by. Thank you all again for joining us. You can find us on Spotify and on iTunes and on Google Play, all for free. You can find us on social media, such as Twitter and Facebook. I'm going to put up a poll this week for who is the best actor. Gage excluded because he obviously is the best.
I like this. I can't lose.
Gage legally can't lose. I'm nervous, but I think I liked Kyle's Angel. I think that was my favorite. Just because the whole he played the, you know, Kyle. I'm afraid to say it, but you played the race war pretty well. It's got me nervous.
I mean, Kyle, did you really hate hippies?
I may have watched a video beforehand, before we went on air, that may have encouraged me to.
Oh, yeah,
so did. I'll show you guys after the podcast.
That's really crazy, actually. Don't forget to rate the video and leave a review. We read all the reviews that come on the show, no matter what they say, because legally we're obligated to for our contract. Thank you, Chef. Stay golden. Race Hell Praise Dale. Bottoms Rise Up. Something About Kevin Bacon. And do it for Johnny.